understand that what they were talking about is what they were learning.
我们当我们看念到以利亚的故事的时候，我们要了解他们所讲的，就是他们在学习的。
And right now, God wants us to be people who are going to be in that same place of learning.
所以呢，现在神也要想要我们不单止我们讲，也我们要一起不断的要学习。
Some of you know I've been here before several times.
你们大家都看过我来讲到好几次了。And
I've been pastor in Porirua at Hosanna for 33 years.
我在Peru的那个教会叫Hosanna的教会，是当牧师有33年了。And
I've been a pastor for 40 years.
我已经作为牧师有40年的时间。So
I'm not young.
所以我不是很年轻。I
still look young though, eh?
但是我看起来还是很年轻，是吗？
And in our congregation back home,
在我的教会里面,
they will be doing the same thing. They're learning from someone who's teaching.
在我们教会也是，他们也是在不断的学习，从一个讲道的人物。
But one of the difficulties we have,
有一个困难呢,
the Western world, the European side of the Western world,
在我们外国人的这个文化里面,
has tended to take learning to a different angle than Jesus intended.
我们在外国人的社会里面，我们的文化，但是这个学习跟耶稣的学习不一样。
Jesus intended in the way that he taught that he would show and then his people who were following would do.
耶稣的他的讲道的方式，就是他不但只讲，他也做出来，然后跟从他的人可以看到。And
the European church has tended to talk.
但是呢，在我们的外国人的文化里面呢，就是只是讲。And
even talk more.
然后讲更多。And
more.
然后再讲。
Until everybody knows lots.
然后大家都很多很多的知识,
but they actually know nothing.
但是其实呢，他们虽然知道的很多，但是其实也知道的也很少。
Because unless you're doing, you're not obeying.
因为如果你只是讲没有做出来的时候呢，其实你没有学习到。
The little letters of John just before Revelation.
在约翰一书里面,
they were addressed to the church because of an issue in the church.
有一封信是写给教会的，因为那个教会有一个问题。
And the issue in the church is a thing called Gnosticism, which is about knowledge.
这个教会呢，它的问题是什么呢？它的问题就是知识很多，
without practice.
但是没有行出来。
Now, if John was writing a letter to us today,
如果那个约翰这个使徒，如果今天他要写一封信给我们的时候，
I think he would say some pretty strong things to us.
你想他会写什么？他大概会写一些不是很容易听的东西了。
So we're going to take Elijah as a model from which we learn today.
所以呢，今天我们用以利亚这个当做一个榜样，我们来学习。
So when we walk out those doors,
今天当我们离开这个教会的时候，
we'll say we are ready to do.
我们要说我们已经准备好了要去做。
What God wants to do.
神要我们做的事情，我们已经准备好要去做。
I would encourage you not to walk out those doors.
我鼓励大家不要只是离开这个教会，
until we're ready to do.
不要离开这个门，如果你还没有准备好要去做，
what God wants us to do.
做神要我们做的事情。
And it may be that some of you,
或者有一些人，
might have to bring food for those who can't walk out the doors yet.
如果有一些人大概我们还没有准备好要离开，今天离开这个教会，我们大概要留在这里吃饭。
Some look on your faces tell it all.
说如果你还没有准备好你的心里要去做神要我们做的事情，我们不要离开教会今天。
It is a way to get us to think.
这是一个方法来帮我们有这个思想。
In the way that Jesus wants us to do.
要耶稣要我们要做些什么呢？
So I want to move to the first slide that talks about the thing I first named. Elijah most valued his healthy relationship with God.
耶稣我想讲这第一点就是讲到以利亚，他对为跟神的关系，他很注重跟神的关系。
We find the passages talking. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I forgot.
对不起，那个还没有弄好。
There we are. I could see it on my screen. Okay, let's go to the second one. Elijah's discussions, his discussions with and requests of God are the key to the power that he had.
我们讲到以利亚他很看重跟神的关系，而且呢，他很有那个力量，他的力量是因为他跟神不断的有这个交通。
Because he was a man of prayer.
因为他是不断的祷告。
And we find in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 2.
我们看到在利王记上第十七章第二节。
If you look it up in your Bible.
如果你打开圣经看在列王记上第十七章第二节。
I make you work with your Bible here.
我要大家来翻一下圣经。列王记上第十七章第二节，耶和华的话临到以利亚说。
Now most of us would like to think we'd hear the word of the Lord.
我们很多时候都想到要听到神的话，神对我们说话。
And the reason that came to Elijah is because he was seeking God. He was wanting to hear God.
为什么神的话会临到以利亚的身上呢？因为他不断地寻求神的意思。
That's why it says the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
所以这里说耶和华的话临到他的身上。
If we look at this, one of the things that happens, and most people tell me this,
很多人都会跟我说
that we sometimes struggle.
很多时候我们有挣扎。
But the thing is all of a struggle.
可是呢，很多时候我们的挣扎呢。
But it should never be a reason for us not to seek God.
不会拦阻我们去寻求神。
See, Elijah struggled sometimes.
以利亚他也很多的挣扎。
He ended up with some what they call desert experiences.
他去到那个好像说一个旷野里面的那个经验。
Some of those struggles led to great things because his response was not to go negative but to try and look to God.
因为他有些是挣扎的时候，他不会放弃，他为神完成更伟大的事情。
Even when he was really upset with God because he didn't think God was doing what he wanted him to do.
虽然他很不高兴，他觉得神没有听他的祷告，他要神做这个，神还没有为他做的事情。
And so sometimes he complained to God.
所以呢，他对神投诉。
I think a lot of us as Christians don't know how to complain to God.
很多时候我们成为基督徒，我们不晓得怎么样对神跟神投诉。
We keep all our prayers safe.
我们的祷告就是很安全的。
Lord, I love you. Lord, I care for you.
神啊，我爱你，我很关心你。
All these things that are safe.
这些事情，这些祷告都是很安全的一些的祷告。
But you see, in a good relationship, our complaints are as good as our compliments.
但是如果我们有一个健康的一个关系的时候，我们如果有不开心的事情，我们要跟神投诉。
She did very well translating that, didn't she? That was, I suddenly realized what I had done to her. We have people through history even knew about this, and Paul the Apostle, he wrote some words.
使徒保罗也这样子说。
He said, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars.
保罗说到，神啊，他们把你的仆人都全部都杀了，把你的祭坛都毁灭了。
And he said, Lord, I am the only one left and they are trying to kill me.
他说只有他们把你全部的先知都杀了，只剩下我一个人，然后他们也要把我杀了。 And
he thought he knew better than God.
他以为他比神知道的更多。But
God said to him, look Elijah.
但是神对以利亚说，以利亚，
There's 7,000 others around.
他们没有把全部的先知都杀，我留下有七千的人。
Who are being faithful to me.
这七千的人都是依靠我的。
See, when we're suffering, we're not the only ones.
所以呢，我们要知道，当我们受苦的时候，我们不是一个人受苦。
And out of that, Elijah learnt a great lesson.
所以呢，经过这个经验，以利亚学到一个功课。
That when we're struggling, sharing with our God is going to help in the long term because we will see differently.
当我们受苦的时候，我们挣扎的时候，我们要跟神投诉，我们要跟他吐一些苦水出来，然后呢，神就可以帮助我们。Now
remember, God intends every one of us to be champions for Him.
我们要知道，神让我们每一个人都做成他的勇士，他的冠军。
So champion's not just somebody who climbs on the tops and wins every time.
这个勇士不是每一次都赢的。
It's somebody who keeps responding to God in the right way.
勇士呢，就是我们每一次不管是我们遇到什么事情，都对神有一个回应。
And when we do, there'll be that whole clarity of direction.
当我们这样子做的时候，神就给我们。 把他的道路摆在我的面前，我们就知道我们要去的哪里。Because
we're listening to God.
因为这样子，我们才听到神的声音。Look
at this passage from 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 8.
我们来看一看《列王记上》第十七章第八节。《列王记上》第十七章第八节，耶和华。 耶和华的话临到他说，第九节，你起身往西顿的撒利法去，住在那里，我已经吩咐那里有一个寡妇供养你。This
is an amazing story.
是不是一个很奇妙的故事呢
？Because the king wanted to kill him.
因为这个王要杀他。
And so he was in hiding.
所以以利亚他藏起来。You
see, God went ahead of him.
但是神知道。And
arranged a widow who had a son.
但是神已经知道，他已经安排了一个寡妇，有一个小孩。To
look after him.
叫这个寡妇来供养他。And
he hadn't even met her yet.
以利亚根本就不认识这个寡妇的。
And the story that unfolds out of that
这个故事不断的发展
gave real strength to his ministry.
因为这他有这样子的经验，他觉得他就有得到神给他的很大的力量。
Because in the end,
因为最后呢,
when the widow from Zarephath has her son get very sick,
因为最后这个寡妇的儿子, 生病很重, 要快死了。
Because she was obedient to God,
因为她顺服了神,
she was also blessed because Elijah could pray.
因为她顺服了神, 她也得到神的祝福。
So it's really important to be able to really seek God because He will give you clarity of direction.
所以呢，这里这个故事教导我们要很重要的寻求神的意思，因为他会告诉我们。
Champions have authority with power.
成为神的冠军呢，我们是有权利的。
Now we see it with Elijah, but we're going to touch a little later in the New Testament.
我们看到以利亚他的权力有那么大，但是我们在新约也看到神的使者的力量。The
expectation that can happen for us too.
我们就要知道，如果我们好像他们一样，我们也得到这些的力量。We
have this in this story here. We have King Ahaziah, who actually sends to consult a false god.
我们看到这里，这个王要他们拜一个假的神。
And Elijah says, you know, does Israel not have God?
以利亚说，这里没有神吗？
And because Ahaziah did what he did,
因为以利亚这样子做的时候，
the word of the Lord came through Elijah.
神的话临到他的身上。
He said, "You will not leave your bed. You are lying on. You will certainly die."
你不会从你的床上起来，你一定会死。
It's a scary passage.
是一个很可怕的这个金句。
I wonder, have you ever felt God telling you to give a word like that to somebody?
你有没有试过神要叫你把这样子的信息给一个人呢？ 做那个人会死呢？
Pretty strong word.
是一个很强的一句的话。
So Ahaziah gets very upset at Elijah.
以利亚就很不高兴了。
So he sends three times. He sends a captain and 50 men.
这个他就派了一个官军，然后有50人。
And twice, the captain and his 50 men, Elijah called fire down on them and they got burnt. They died.
这个王他打发那个军士，然后有50人跟着他来。每一次呢，以利亚都求神把这些人烧死了，两次都是这样。
And Elijah used these words. He said, "If I am a man of God,
以利亚说，如果我是神人的话,
may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men."
愿火从天降下来，毁灭你跟你这个五十人。
Now you can imagine if you were one of the 50 men or you were the captain.
如果你想象你是那个官军，或者你是五十人当中。
Of the last group of the captain and 50 men that were sent.
然后你是最后这个50人要去了。
Would you want to go near Elijah?
你想不想去到以利亚面前呢？
I doubt it.
你知道之前那两批人都被烧死了。
So the captain, he knows what happened to the others because when he came, he saw.
这个官军他知道之前的两班的50人。 他们的结果是什么？所以呢？
So he pleads with Elijah.
所以他就求以利亚。
Please don't burn us.
求你不要杀我们。
Now I can understand why he was feeling that way.
我可以了解为什么他这样子的请求。
And so Elijah sent him back, and a story unfolds out of that we're not going to cover today. but a very powerful story of God showing his power through Elijah.
我们今天没有时间把这个故事讲出来，但是我们知道，因为了这个故事，就是可以演出到以利亚从神得到的那么大的那个力量。
When the woman of Zarephath's son died,
当这个寡妇的儿子死的时候，
Elijah went to do something about it.
以利亚他去帮助他这个寡妇。
Elijah actually expected results.
他期望到一个结果。
So he goes to this young man.
他去到这个孩子。
And he literally lays on him.
然后就把这个全身都铺在他这个小孩子的身上。
And because the boy at this point had actually got to a place where he was dead.
这个小孩子已经死了。
And we find the words in 1 Kings 17 verse 22. The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
我们来看到这个在列王记上十七章二十二节那里说到，耶和华应许了以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂就进入他的身体，他就活了。Now
I've had the experience where I've had lots of people die in 40 years of pastoral ministry.
我做了牧师已经有40年了，所以我看到有很多人去世。
And I've prayed for three.
我有为三个祷告。
To be raised from the dead.
求神把他们从死里复活。
The first two never happened.
那两个没有，他们没有复活过来。
But the third one was in the hospital down the road here.
但是第三个呢，就是在这个那个医院那里。
His name was Salipa.
他的名字叫Salipa。
And his mother rang me from the hospital.
他在医院的时候，他妈妈打电话给我。
To say he had been stabbed by his best friend.
说他被他的好朋友用刀插了。
One knife wound down through here.
一刀在这里。
Just missed the heart.
刚刚那个还好没有插到那个心。
The second one across here.
第二刀是插在这里。
And his friend came from behind him.
他的朋友是从后面的这样子去插他。
Because his friend had growled, his friend's dog had growled at him.
因为他的朋友的狗这样子对他。
It was a bad dog.
是一个很凶的那个狗。
And so Salipa said to his friend, he said, if that dog does that to me again, I will kill it.
他说，如果你的狗再次这样子对我的话，我会把你的狗杀了。
Because he'd been drinking too much spirits.
因为他喝了很多的酒。
And his friend said, if you want to kill my dog, I will kill you.
然后他的朋友说，如果你要杀我的狗的话，我要杀你。
Now they were always talking silly.
他们常常都是乱讲话的。
And so Salipa didn't think anything of it.
所以呢，Salipa没有觉得什么，他只是以为他只是说开玩笑。
But his friend went over to the mantelpiece.
但是他的朋友去到拿了一个刀。
Grabbed a knife.
拿那个刀。
And came up behind Salipa.
在他的后面。
And stabbed him.
然后就把刀插了。
Three times.
三次。
The last one.
最后的那刀呢？
Went through where the fontanelle, the center of the head.
是从那个头上面。
Went down into his brain.
插到那个脑。
Quite deep, down near just above the tip of the nose, deep.
插到那个脑里面，然后差不到那个鼻子那里。
It was old pig hunting knife, dirty.
是一个那个刀是很肮脏的，很肮脏的刀是用来杀那个猪的。
That's what killed him.
就是要杀他，就是用这样子的刀来杀他。
So we came into the hospital with his parents who were Samoan.
然后呢，我们就来到这个教会，他们是Samoan 人。
And we prayed.
我们就祷告。
Now I used to do all the visitation for Baptists in the hospital here.
我常常就是去那个教会来为病人祷告的。
And so the hospital staff knew me well.
所以呢，那些医院里面工作人员都认识我。
When I started praying for a dead person, they were not very comfortable.
当我为一个死了的人来祷告的时候，他们觉得很不容易的接受。
His parents had signed a document for his body parts to give to someone else.
他的父母亲已经把那个说他的心脏什么东西里面呢都要捐给别人了。
They had the sound turned off on the heart monitor.
他们已经把那个机器呢那个已经关了。
The line was flat.
那个心图是平了。
And、
他已经死了。
When we prayed after just a few minutes,
当我们在祷告的时候
one we happened.
然后呢在 几分钟之内呢那个心就这样有一声。
The nurse says to me, "This always happens."
那个护士说，哎，这是常常都会这样子的啦。
I said to the parents, "Just keep praying."
我对他的父母亲说，继续的祷告。
Because Salipa did not know Jesus.
因为 Salipa 还没有认识耶稣。
And I cared for that man.
所以我不想他要死。
And so we kept praying.
所以我们不断的继续祷告。
After a while.
祷告了一阵子
，the heart monitor went，
那个心脏的那个就这样子，这样子，有声音的是这样子。
And he's alive today。
所以呢，今天他还活着。
And he came to the Philippines with us。
他跟我们来到这个菲律宾的教会。
And when he shared his testimony,
当他讲他的见证的时候，
many became followers of Jesus.
很多人都悔改相信耶稣。
But not all stories are great.
但是不是每个故事都是这样有那么好的结果。
Because at the moment he's not walking with Jesus because he found a lady he wanted to be with.
可是呢，最近很可惜的，他离开了神，因为他找到一个他的女朋友不愿意跟神在一起。
So even good stories don't always have a great ending.
所以呢，虽然有好的故事，但是它的结尾不一定是好的结尾。
But I'm believing for him to walk with Jesus one day again.
但是我很深相信他很相信到他有一天会回到神的身边。
But like Elijah, we've got to be prepared to go and to give what God has given us.
好像以利亚一样，我们要从神得到的东西，我们要愿意的给出去。
So champions know that it's not instant answers they get. They pray until they get a breakthrough.
成为冠军的或者勇士的，我们知道，我们不是常常一祷告就有那个结果。
Of course, other famous stories in the Bible about this.
当然有很多很多出名的故事在圣经里面我们看到的。
For example, Daniel prayed for 21 days before he got his answer.
好像，比如说丹尼里，他祷告了21天，然后他得到神的答应。
Yeah, So we learn from Elijah. James records what actually happened. And it was much quicker to look at James than to try and read the whole passage in the Kings.
我们来看一下这个雅各书。
So if you'd like to read James chapter. Chapter 3.
这个雅各书第三章
16 to 18.
第 十六到第十八节。
Chapter 5.
在雅各书第五章第十六到十八节。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代祷，使你们可以得医治。一人的祷告所发的力量 是大有功效的。以利亚与我们也是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，有雨就三年零六个月不在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来了，地也生出土产。
So God is saying that the one who is right before Him will be effective and powerful.
所以呢，神这里说到，因为神已经走过这些路了，所以他知道我们要做的是什么。
And when we are in that right place with God,
当我们跟神的关系有好的关系的时候
，amazing things can happen.
很多奇妙的事情会发生。
You know, if you had the power to pray,
如果你有力量祷告的力量的时候
，that it would not rain for 3 years,
你祷告求神不要降下雨三年零六个月
，then and it stopped raining for 3 years,
然后呢雨就没有下了三年零六个月。
Mind you, not just to get your friend who's got, who's got crops. It's not just for you to play around with.
不是说你要害一些你的朋友，让他们没有种出什么的地产出来。
It was for a good reason.
为什么他这样子祷告是有一个很重要的原因的。
And James says, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and earth produced its crops.
雅各书这里说到，他又祷告了。然后天就下雨来，然后就地也出了这个土产。
But James makes it sound really easy.
雅各这里讲到好像哦，好容易哦。
You know, he prayed to stop the rain.
他祷告叫以利亚这样祷告，然后那雨就停下来。
And then he prayed again, and the rain started.
然后再祷告，然后那个雨又下来了。
But if we go back to Kings, we see that Elijah was really hard out praying.
但是如果你在去看那个列王记上那里，你其实看到整个故事，其实以利亚是不断的祷告，祷告了很久。
And he had a servant.
他有一个那个仆人。
He said, "Go and have a look to see if the rain has come."
啊，只有那个仆人，你看看，你去看有没有下雨。
And the servant came back and says, "No, it's."Blue sky.
那个仆人回来说，没有啊，天都那么蓝。
There's no rain clouds.
没有一点雨都没有。
He said, "Go out and watch again."
然后他就叫那仆人再出去再看。
And for 7 times.
然后有七次。
Elijah kept praying.
以利亚不断的祷告。
And then on the last occasion.
然后最后一次呢？
There was rain eventually came because a little rain cloud came and brought rain.
那个仆人出去再出去看，看到一点点的云，只有一点点的云。
So you can see that Elijah just didn't go, "God, I pray for this," and it happened.
所以你看到以利亚不是只是祷告神，你把雨降下来吧，然后雨就马上降下来。
And I think sometimes we do that.
所以有时候我们祷告，我们好像有这样子的期望。
You're looking for a new pastor at the moment.
你现在你们要找要找一位新的牧师来到这里。
I'm going to tell you something very serious.
我要跟你说一个很严重的事。
You get the pastor you pray for.
你祷告是怎么样的牧师，你就会得到什么样的牧师。
You pray for short prayer.
如果你你的祷告是很短的话
，You won't get a short pastor.
你会不会找到一个很短很矮的牧师。
You will get a pastor who will not be the right one for you.
如果你的祷告很短的话，你得到的牧师他不会留这里很长的。
And don't tell your pastor selection committee that it's their job to pray.
也不是因不是。 不是只是那个啊、找牧师的这个啊、团来祷告。
If you really pray hard,
如果你真的不断的祷告
，this church will no longer be a safe church.
这个教会就不是再是一个很好像很安全的教会了。
It'll be a church that actually makes a huge difference in the Chinese community and beyond.
这个教会就啊、做一些很多啊、很有力量的事情，为这个整个华人的这个社团做了一些啊、有不同的事情。
So all of you who are old, like me or older,
啊、好像。如果有些好像我的年纪的人
and you're near the grave,
你好像要快就是去到那里了。
It would be good.
要这样就好。
Right now, if you prayed really hard,
如果你现在不断的祷告，是全部人的祷告，不是只是一些人的祷告。
Because at least now you will be able to stand in front of God when your time comes.
因为你不断的祷告最重要的，你可以在神的面前。
And he might be able to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
然后因为你的祷告，我们得到一个好的牧师，然后神就是说，好，你做得好，因为你的祷告我允许了。
But one quick prayer, people don't think they're going to be told that.
但是如果你的祷告是很短的啊、不是说没有长长的祷告的话，神不会这样子的啊、赞你。
You know that even people that do miracles,
你知道那些有些是啊、很会就是做一些啊、行神迹的。
Jesus said that some people will say, but we did miracles in your name, we did healing in your name, we preached in your name.
耶稣说，有些人说哦，我们用神的名字，我们行了很多行事这个神迹。
So they were obviously.People part of the church.
这些人大概是教会的一部分的人。
And Jesus says, "But I don't know you. Depart from me, you wicked servant."
但是耶稣怎么说呢？我不认识你，你是这个恶的仆人。
They obviously felt that they were going to be acceptable to God.
这些人以为他们得到神的接纳。
So let's have a look at the New Testament now.
所以我们来看一些这个新的这个经句，在新约里面的经句。
Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。在使徒行传第二章第42节到47节啊、牧师想大家一起念。我们一起来念，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交拜祷告。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了很多奇事神迹，信人都在一起，凡物共用，并且卖了田产，叫个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意。恳切地在店里，且在家中擘饼，全着欢喜心的使用饭，感谢得众民的喜爱，主的天天嫁给他们。
Amen.
阿门。
It's very interesting to see that the early church clearly understood.
我们看到以前的教会，他们真的了解的。
What Elijah had understood.
他们真的了解到以利亚所了解的。
You see, this whole business of devoting themselves.
这里就说到他们恒心的遵守。
First of all, to the teaching.
首先呢，他们恒心啊、遵守着使徒的教训。
To fellowship.
然后呢、在一起的擘饼
breaking of bread,
擘饼
and prayer,
祷告
These things were very, very important.
这些事情都是很重要的
And it was devotion. It wasn't just teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread and prayer, it was, they were devoted to that. They were hard out, as the young people would say.
他们不是只是说，我们听一些的教训，然后有一些团契，然后就薄饼祷告。这里说到他们恒信，完全把他们的全部的实践恒信遵守。
So when we look at what happened, because they were devoted, some other things happened.
因为他们这样子的专心来敬拜神的时候，有这个团契，我们看到有些什么事情发生呢？
Like you read before, everyone was filled with awe.
好像你刚刚念到的，他们每个人都欢喜快乐的。
At the wonders and the signs that were performed.
就看到很多的神迹奇事。
Now that's an exciting place to be in.
如果他们每天这样子的在一起的时候，这他们是欢喜诚实的信来用饭，就很好的一个心情。
I was part of what was called the Jesus Revolution in New Zealand.
我是在纽西兰里有他们叫做一个怎么说一个。 Revolution，一个革命，是不是说，在基督教里面有一些的革命。
Similar to Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the group that I became a Christian, many were hippies and all sorts of mixtures of young adults mainly.
在这个这群团。 团体里面呢，有很多人，他们都是 hippie， 就是这些人的男的有长的头发，就是有都不同的人在这里。And
an interesting thing happened.
有一个很特别的事情发生。We
saw miracles happen.
我们看到很多的神迹奇事发生。We
saw healings happen.
我们看到有病的人得到医治。
It was such an exciting place to be walking with Jesus.
这是跟神同行的时候，我们真的每一天都遇到有不同欢喜快乐的事情发生。And
we would walk down the streets of Christchurch.
当我们在快市那边走路的时候，there
were people who you, I think, may have even heard speak. Some of the older ones, Marcus Arden and Murray Thompson. Do any of you remember their names?
你们知道这些人呢?
No, maybe not. Okay. Incredible, powerful things where people would become Christians in the street.
当他们在那个Christ那个地方那边走的时候，传讲神的话的时候，很多人都成为基督徒了。
I was in a meeting one day where two men who came from India, two different parts of India.
当我在有一天在教会的开会的时候，有两个人他们是从印度来的，从印度不同的地方来的。Both
spoke different dialects.
他们两个是讲不同的那个原语。They
were teaching, they were sailors on a ship and teaching each other their language.
他们是在那个船上面，因为他们不会。 他们讲的是不同的那个话，他的dialect，他们就彼此的教大家讲他们的话。They
came to a meeting we had.
然后他们来到我们的这个教会的一个开会。And
one of the men in our meeting, many were speaking, but one of the men in our meeting, who was speaking in a tongue he did not know.
其中呢有一个弟兄，他就起来。 站起来讲方言，讲这个原语根本他本来不会讲的。Gave
them both a fright.
所以呢，把这两个的印度的那个人都吓了一跳。Because
they had earlier said they did not believe in the one Almighty God.
因为之前他们说他们不相信有一位伟大的神。And
they heard this man speaking in one of the dialects, praising the one Almighty God.
然后呢，忽然间听到有一个弟兄讲他们所讲的话，用这个话来赞美神。
The first man leapt out of his seat.
第一个呢, 就这样子跳起来了,
eyes as big as saucers.
然后他的眼就那么大,
pointing at the man.
然后就跟这个说,
and he was saying, he, speaking my language.
他就是这样子说, 他讲我的方言。
And then the other Indian man jumped to his feet.
然后第二个那个印度的人也这样跳起来。
And he called out, it is true, I not understand all he say, but it is true.
然后他说,真的,他讲的是真的,我可以了解他讲的什么。
One of our leaders, after some time, because we did not know what to say,
然后我们就吓了一跳,不晓得说什么呢?
Said these words.
然后这样说,
what is he saying?
这个牧师问他想什么啊?
And the first Indian man said, he's praising the one almighty God like I never heard before.
他说他就是说到他讲到这个他赞美这个伟大的神，这个伟大的神我根本不晓得的。
And the second Indian man jumped up and he says, it is true, I not understand all, but it is true.
然后他说第二个那个这个印度人说真的，他说的是真的，我真的不了解这些。
Their hearts were opened up toward God.
这样子呢，他们的心对神打开了。
That's what comes of living in the way that the people in the book of Acts were living.
有这样子的神迹或者奇事发生了，因为我们都是很遵信的、很信的遵守神的教训。
Because they had real devotion to the good teaching.
他们真的很信的遵守。
To fellowship.
然后呢，彼此的。
That's not just meeting each other. That's real connection with each other.
真的彼此的有这个交通，有彼此的交接。
To the breaking of bread.
然后拨饼。
And to prayer.
然后呢，一起的恒心的祷告。
You see, what actually happened? They broke the bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. You read that before.
他们在刚刚我们念的这个经文就说到，他们就每天都在一起同心合意的祷告。And
they were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
他们每天都在赞美神，存着欢喜诚实的信用饭。Now
when Chinese first came to New Zealand,
当很久以前中国人刚刚来到纽西兰的时候。
They mostly got along very well with the Maori people.
当时中国人通常是跟这些Maori的人的来往的很好。
And when we go to places, Europeans have tended to not get along very well with the people.
我们看到这个外国人，这个西方的文化的人，通常都不是跟别人有特别好的关系。
There were some that do.
有一些就有好的关系。
But in your culture, you have something that tends to want to communicate.
但是好像在我们你们中国的这个文化都很想有这个交通。
And I know that because I've spent some time in China and in Hong Kong and Guangzhou and also Kunming.
我知道，因为我花了一些的时间住在中国广州，然后其他的亚洲的地方。
They're always trying to communicate with us.
这些人都是很多时候要想跟我们有这个交通。
I know we look a little strange and that might have caused it, but there was something that they wanted to know about us.
这个东方的那个文化呢，都是很好，很愿意的跟我们有这个交通，大概我们看起来有些不一样了，所以他很想了解我们的文化。
And I think when we're like this book of Acts, when we're praising God,
我想如果我们好像这个使徒行传里面，当我们
and we're truly being followers of Christ,
当我们来赞美神的时候，我们真的去跟从神的时候呢？
Then what's going to happen?
什么会发生呢？
People are going to pour their favor on us.
人就会给我们有好的一个印象。
And what happens when that happens is that as the passage says, the Lord added to their number daily.
当, 他们这样子做的时候，这里说到什么呢？神就把救人的天天得救的人，天天的加给他们。
Not those attending church.
不是只是担心那些只来教会参加教会的人。
But people being saved.
而是讲到很多人得到这个救恩。
So I want to just move quickly over the last slides because they're very brief ones, but it's just to remind us of some other things that Elijah could teach us, but that we can learn a lot from.
我们知道从以利亚的身上我们可以学习到很多。
The first one is,
第一点呢,
is champions have great attitudes in worship.
我们知道成为教会的这个冠军的时候，我们的态度对这个崇拜的态度是很重要。
So attitude is everything when we come to church.
我们的态度是非常的重要，当我们来教会的时候。
See, if I came to church and decided that before I came that I didn't like Andrew or Jenny or somebody, and I sit in church thinking that thing, not good.
当我说到这个态度是很重要的。如果我来教会的时候，我这个态度就是我不喜欢谁，我不喜欢谁，我不喜欢谁。我坐在这里的时候，这样子的态度是很不好的。
It's about coming to worship our God.
我们来到教会，我们的态度就是来赞美神，来敬拜神。
Amen. See, my congregation, somebody would call out amen without me asking to do.
我的教会呢，如果你听到有些是你觉得同意的话，就说阿门。
It's a good thing to have many cultures sometimes. Okay, the next one.
第二点呢?
Champions are proclaimers who expect God to move.
作为教会的冠军呢，我们就是要有知道神会工作的。
The people who are going to spread the good news.
这些人就是出去会宣告神的信息。
I think often Christians talk too much about church.
很多时候我觉得我们基督徒常常就是讲教会。
When Jesus didn't tell us to talk about church,
其实耶稣没有教我们讲教会。
He told us to talk the good news.
他教我们去讲这个好信息。
And you know what it's like, you talk about church.
你知道吗？你如果出去只是讲教会。
And somebody will say, I know some of the people from your church.
他们就会说，我知道你教会有一些不好的人。
My answer to them at that point.
然后我就跟你们说。
God calls all sinners together.
所以我就这样子对他们说，神呢叫所有的罪人来到他面前。
He wants you who's another sinner like me.
他会选择好像我这个罪人。
To learn to know the good news.
学习这个好的信息。
See, we have the good news to preach, not the church.
所以呢，我们出去要讲福音，不是讲教会。
You see, the truth of the matter is, champions' words point the world back to God.
其实呢，就是我们成为教会的冠军的时候，我们要讲到这个神。
We like the prophet Elijah have the same ability to pray powerful prayers that will prove the power of God.
我们好像以利亚这样有这样子的权利，把讲出有很有效的这个祷告，把这个世界带回来到神的面前。
I ask my congregation, I'm going to ask you, there's somebody walking down the street who you feel something from God about. Do you offer to pray for them? Do you take the good news to them?
我问大家一个问题，当你走在街上的时候，你觉得有一个人你要为他祷告，你看到一个人你心里有一个感动要为他祷告，你有没有跟他传福音呢？
Because God wants us to.
因为神想我们把他的信息发出去。
Now, one of the things that happens in our church.
在我的教会有一个事情发生。
That didn't happen very easily when I went there 33 years ago.
但我34年之前 参加我的教会的时候呢,
there were mostly Samoans.
大部分的都是Samoan人。
And they had some Europeans, mostly from England.
然后也有一些是外国人，就是从英国来的人。
Had Green Baptist hymn book, which is a European one, not red.
就是他们的英国的那个诗歌。
They sing very seriously.
他们这样子唱歌。
But when we look at scripture, that is actually not considered worship.
但是如果我们看看那个圣经里面，其实这样子的唱歌不是崇拜的这样子的唱歌。
Because we see instances where the people of God gave everything in worship.
因为我们看到圣经里面崇拜，当他们崇拜的时候，他们是把他全部的这个人摆下去的。
They give everything in worship.
看到他们就是把全部他们的心，他们的整个人都摆在那个唱诗崇拜里面。
Who is that?
那个是谁啊?
Yeah. Some people got it. David.
那是大卫。
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you a question. When you...
It's written there.
Oh! I forgot I put his name up there. Okay. Okay. Now... Some of you like sport.
你们当中大概有些人很喜欢这个运动。
If you watch sport,
你看那个运动比赛的时候,
whether it's a Chinese sport or European sport, whatever,
什么运动都好,
it's very hard to sit there and be unemotional.
你不会这样子坐在这个电视看那个运动这样。
Look good. And God wants us to be people who are going to connect our heart, who we are, in the rest of our lives with Him. Why do we give Him less than we would give sport? Why do we give Him less than we would give in our love for our family members?
比赛的时候，我们不会这样子坐着，我们就很有那个感情的，我们有这个感情。然后神，但何况我们要去崇拜神的时候呢？神是要我们把我们全部的心意放在他的崇拜里面，好像我们把我们的爱给我们的家庭一样。
So I want to finish with this last slide. You see, champions learn from champions.
最后我要看到讲到就是勇士或者这个冠军是从其他的冠军学习的。
You know that Elisha and Elijah were connected with each other.
我们知道以利亚跟以利沙他们是有关系的，他们很有连结的。
Elisha was determined to learn.
然后以利沙要学习。
And had an incredible story of his own.
他也是一个圣经里面一个很伟大的人物。
And I think it's a good model that Jesus also portrays. He has people he invests his life in and they learn from him.
耶稣他也做了一个很好的榜样，他把他的时间都交给他的门徒，然后这些门徒都可以从他的身上学习。
And an interesting thing in the scripture that most Christians have not noticed is that Jesus did not say, be a disciple.
我们看到这其实在圣经里面，耶稣没有说跟他的门徒说，你要成为我的门徒。
Although we should be.
虽然我们应该要这样子。
But he said, go and make disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒说，你要去，然后。 做增加这个门徒。 的那个，就是不单止你是做门，我的门徒，你要去传扬那个信息，让别人也可以做门徒。
You see, when we go and make disciples, we are disciples.
当我们带人信主的时候，我们就成了神的门徒。
If we're only living for ourselves, we are not disciples of Jesus.
如果我们没有带别人成为信徒的时候，我们也其实也不是信徒。
To be a disciple of Jesus means to be doing what Jesus did. That's what the word literally means.
在圣经里面说到，如果我们要做真正做神的门徒的时候，我们要做神要我们做的事情，就是要去传扬他的信息。So
if you're finding it hard because you haven't realized that, and that's understandable.
如果你没有留意到这个的真理的时候，
Can I encourage you to do one thing? And this is my last statement.
我可以鼓励你做一个事情吗？
It's who you attach yourself to will determine the level of the increase you will have in your life and in your church.
这里是讲到，让我们与谁在一起的时候，或者连接在一起，或者依靠的时候，我们就看我们的生命。
God wants us to be His disciples.
神要我们成为他的门徒。
By making disciples.
要我们去传扬他的福音，让别人也可以做他的门徒。这样子呢，我们就真正成为神的门徒了。
So who can you make a disciple?
所以我们要想一下，谁我们可以带他成为主的门徒呢？
Who can you share the good news?
谁我们可以把主的福音、主的好的信息跟他传扬呢？
It's not just about being church or going to church.
我们不单只是来教会，来这里这个教会。
It's about making a difference.
是我们要为神做一些重要的事情。 让我们可以在别人的身上做到一个好的见证。
Do you believe God's word?
你相信神的话吗？
Amen?
Amen.
So let's do what God's word says.
如果你相信神的话的话，让我们来一起的做神要我们做的事情。
And we all need this, me included.
我们所有的都要这样子做，我也是一样。
It's very easy to slip into doing church.
很多时候很容易我们都只是来做教会。
So I really pray that next time I come here.
所以呢，我真的祷告神，下次我来的时候，
There won't be enough room for people to sit.
这里呢，都坐到满了，不够位置给人坐。
Because that's always the consequence of people who share the gospel.
因为呢，当我们每个人都去传福音的时候呢，就是这样子，教会就充满了人。
And it also means, and I'm 66.
我66岁。
So I'm going to talk to older people now. Young people, shut your ears, because I don't want you to say this to the older people.
我已经66岁了，所以我想跟一些跟我年纪差不多的说。
One of the hardest things for some of us who are older.
当我们年纪大的时候，我们觉得有这个困难。
Is to encourage the church to change.
困难就是说要这个教会去改变。
Because we will try to keep church like we loved it.
因为当我们年纪大的时候，我们都不想有很多的改变，我们都想教会都是一样，好像以前一样。
But the Spirit of God moves on from our past.
但是我们知道神的灵不断地改变我们。
And there's lots of young people there that need a church that can speak within their context.
然后呢，也有很多的年轻的人真的需要教会。
So giving permission as us as older people to younger people to take more responsibility.
所以我们真的，我们年纪大的人要让一些年轻的人来负责一些的事情。
Little bit countercultural.
我知道就是好像对我们的这个我们的这个文化是有一点不一样。
So when you're choosing a pastor, you need to pray really hard.
所以呢，当你要找新的牧师的时候，你真的，我们真的要恳求的祷告。
That you can get a pastor who can lead the church forward in a way that will change the world around you.
我们要祷告得到一个牧师可以来到这里。真的改变这个我们世界周围的人。
Amen. God bless you.
求让神愿神祝福大家。谢谢。
Let's say thank you for coming.